News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good evening. We are expecting a chance of rain through the overnight tonight. Temperatures in the upper 30s. It's 8:30. I'm Raymond Newport, WSAU News. Property tax relief may be on the way for Wisconsin residents sooner rather than later, as the State Assembly has approved a $100 million tax cut over the next 33 years. That's about $33 for a typical homeowner over the next 2 years. Governor Walker proposed the measure last week, and it has made a quick movement through the legislature, passing the Senate earlier this week. Governor Walker has said he will sign the bill as soon as it makes it to his desk. Now that the government shutdown is over, White House spokesman Jay Carney insists there is an opportunity for common ground on a broad array of issues and urged lawmakers to, quote, seize the opportunity. Carney cited a comprehensive immigration reform, new gun regulations, and broad fiscal issues. A 16-day government shutdown officially came to a close today after President Obama signed legislation extending government funding through mid-January. The American security firm, formerly known as Blackwater, has been charged with killing civilians in Iraq. Fox News' Jared Halpern has more in Washington.
Four former Blackwater security contractors are facing manslaughter and attempted manslaughter charges stemming from a deadly shooting in Baghdad back in 2007. The Justice Department tried charging the group in 2008, but a judge dismissed the case, ruling federal prosecutors withheld evidence from a grand jury. A new grand jury accuses the guards of opening fire on a busy square. 17 Iraqi civilians died, including women and children. Prosecutors say the heavily armed convoy used machine guns and grenades in an unprovoked attack. Defense attorneys argue the men were responding to an ambush by Iraqi insurgents. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News Radio.
The Los Angeles airport worker charged with planting dry ice bombs around the airport remains behind bars. DeCarlo Bennett pled not guilty to felony charges during an arraignment today and remains jailed on $1 million bail. His next court appearance has been scheduled for Wednesday. In sports, Packers outside linebacker Mike Neal is getting better after he bruised one of his shoulders. He did not practice today for a second straight day, but coach Mike McCarthy is hopeful that Neal can return to practice tomorrow. The Packers are currently extremely thin at that position after both Clay Matthews and Nick Perry went out with fractures. Let's take a look at the Newsline 9 weather forecast for central Wisconsin. We are expecting a chance of rain through the overnight, otherwise cloudy, a low around 39. Rain continuing Friday morning, remaining cloudy through the rest of the day with a high near 47. A slight chance of rain and snow showers Friday night, a low around 33. Showers likely again on Saturday with a high near 44. That's your news, weather, and sports. I'm Raymond Newport on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU.